And we're back. Thanks for sticking with me, guys. I appreciate you. Okay, so we're talking about purchasing multiple copies of the same album. Case in point, I'm listening to the first Danzig album on my vinyl player. This is an album that I've paid for three times, once on tape. That got destroyed. Once on vinyl, that I'm listening to now, and once on CD, which I've got somewhere in my collection. We're listening to the song Mother right now. If you know any kind of Danzig material, you know Mother. It charted here in the U.S. There was a video on MTV. Yeah, I mean, it's even on karaoke. Now I'm stroking my chin thoughtfully. It is on karaoke. I've done it several times on karaoke. Gina and I are thinking about going to karaoke tonight. And I know the KJ has it on karaoke. I'd be like, hey, Mr. DJ dude, why don't you let me sing Mother by Danzig? And I'm going to have my phone. She's going to have her phone. Maybe I'll do an audio boom. Anywho. So, yeah, if you know any Danzig material, you know this song. But yeah, I'll probably talk about CD versus vinyl in a future boom, because I when I talk about vinyl, I gush on like an idiot for like forever. But it's such a different experience. Now, not to say that listening to CD is a lesser experience. I mean, you put a CD player in a vinyl player through the same audio receiver and speakers. It's different, but in my opinion, equal. With CD, it's very crisp, it's very clean, it's very dynamic, and it's a great way to listen to music. But with vinyl, it's much more atmospheric, it's much warmer. It just creates this ambience that, like I said, I'll go on about that in another boom. So yeah. But I was looking through my vinyl collection, and I have several records here that I know that in the past I have purchased on CD. Psalm 69 by Ministry was one. I have Morrison Hotel by The Doors. Welcome to Sky Valley by Caius. What else? Obscure Verses from the Multiverse by Inquisition. I know I had that one somewhere. This is a good one. Ooh, this is a good one. Disintegration by The Cure, one of my favorite albums of all time. This is the one with Love Song, Pictures of You, Lullaby, Fascination Street. Excellent, excellent album. I have this on CD in my collection. I'm also holding the vinyl right here. But yeah, I mean, that is one way that somebody can spend money on multiple copies of the same album, and that, I think, is somewhat understandable. But what about multiple copies of an album just on one media like CD? Case in point, one of my favorite bands of all time, I know, I'm talking about a lot of my favorite bands here. One of my all-time favorite bands is actually re-releasing two of their albums on CD. I cannot remember if I talked about this in the last boom, and if I did, I apologize for the redundance. But Faith No More is coming out with a new album this year, so they are re-releasing The Real Thing and Angel Dust on CD, on two disc collector's edition CDs. I'm actually thinking about buying them, because they're two excellent albums. I have them on CD, but they are the original pressings. Number one, I would hope that they would remaster them to re-release them on CD. If they do, I'm buying them. Second of all, they have the supplemental materials on the second CD, which would be awesome. Maybe live tracks, maybe demos. Who knows what they are? Gotta look at them first. Number three, with the Faith No More albums, these are actually two albums that I've been wanting to purchase on vinyl. Again, for that So, I mean, to have, like, two copies of the CD and the vinyl, is that too much? In my opinion, no, it's not. Like I said, well, wait, I didn't actually purchase the real thing. I got that as a present. But still. Like I said, if they're remastered, that would be one thing. And also you have the supplemental material, but then they're two albums I would really love to have on vinyl. I personally think maybe it's stretching it, but then again, like I said, Faith No More is one of my favorite bands, and they're two excellent albums, so why the hell not, right? But then, like I said, having multiple copies of a CD, it may be stretching it, especially if it's not remastered. Let me tell you guys a little story. Back at OSU, this was in 2001, I had a friend who was enamored with this band called Meshuga. They're a math metal band. I think these days they call it Gent, D-J-E-N-T. Look it up on Urban Dictionary. But we've always called it math metal. He turned me on to this band, particularly this album called Chaosphere. Excellent, excellent album. I still have it on my collection. You know, what they do with the time signatures is phenomenal, ingenious, and whatever positive adjective you can staple onto it. Love the album. But I bought a copy on CD, and then I ripped it to my computer when I've got my first MP3 player. And those are my two copies. I haven't found it on vinyl. I'm not sure. I'm going to get it on vinyl. If I can get it for a decent price, maybe. But I don't know. This dude basically had five copies of the album. No, well, he had four copies of the CD, and then he had it on iTunes. And I don't know. I can't remember how iTunes worked back then. I don't know if you could rip CDs to iTunes. I'm going to go ahead and assume you could. Because he had an iPod, and I think iTunes existed back then. but he did have the digital copy on his iPod. He had four CDs. One was the domestic release. One was imported from the UK. One was imported from Japan, and one was imported from Moscow. From what I understand, it was the exact same CD. The only thing is, the jewel case had this little sticker that said, imported from Moscow, Russia, imported from Japan, imported from the UK. That was the only difference. I'm thinking back on it. I want to say, now don't quote me on this, because I may be very wrong. This was 14 years ago. For some reason, I want to say that the Japanese import that he had, the jewel case liner was actually translated into Japanese. So all the track listings were written out in Japanese. Now, that would have been cool to have, but the other two were just... I do remember the UK was like... Because I said to him, you know, it's possible that they exported it from the US to the UK and then you re-imported it.
Well, I don't know, man. I just got it from the UK.
That, to me, kind of crosses into the ridiculous. Because it was the exact same music. Even, you know... I don't know much about, like, sound engineering. But from what I understand, it's going to sound the same. All four copies of the CD sounded exactly the same. Because it's not like they sang it in Russian or in Japanese... And UK is an English-speaking country. It's the exact same album. That, to me, is what pushes into the ridiculous. But, other than that, it's just like, how much do you love this band? How much do you love this album? Like I said, I'm one of those idiots that I already have the real thing, but I might buy it on this new double disc CD, because A, it might be remastered, B, there's supplementary material, and then might buy it again on vinyl because I love the vinyl experience, which I'll talk about in a future boom. Hey guys, if you've made it this far, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I will check you guys in the next boom. Pick your favorite adjective. Have that kind of a day.